Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So, Jen Hobby, I want to revisit the story that you had in the Entertainment Buzz this morning about Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm. He is being accused again by another woman of sexually abusing her when she was just 16. Her name is Charlotte Lewis. She's a British actress, and she claims she was also abused by Roman Polanski in Paris, France, when she was 16, and it happened after she had been cast in one of his movies. So she came forward, she had a press conference about it, and she says she doesn't want his case that he, he was basically fled the United States and he's been sort of hiding out for the last 20, 30 years. Where? In France? Is that right?
I think it was in France.
France. And then now he's having to, he's having to defend it. And she says she's now coming forward because his legal team is portraying his previous offense against a minor as an isolated incident. And she said it's not an isolated incident.
There's one or two sentences there that I want to focus on. And he basically said to her, look, like, if you want to be in the movie or if you want to be an actress, you basically need to sleep with me.
Yeah. According to her, he said, this is her quote, he just said very coldly, if you're not a big enough girl to have sex with me, you're not big enough to do the screen test. I must sleep with every actress that I work with. That's how I get to know them, how I mold them.
Okay, she was 16 at the time. He's
55. He was 50.
50, all right. Here's the question that I have, because this feels like such a Hollywood thing, and we'll use the voice disguiser. I want to talk to women that have real life experience with this. Mm-hmm. Like, the boss said to you, you can have this job or you're keeping this job only if you sleep with me. I want to know what that sounds like. Is it inferred or is it straight up, this is how it's going to be? Because I'm sure it's happened, although it just feels like a very Hollywood
cliche.
It does.
I'm sure it's happened in the real world, right?
I guess so.
I would assume so. I mean, of course, I think everybody's made fun of somebody who didn't think was qualified for a job and got the job. And the first joke that everybody has is, who do they sleep with to get that?
Right. 404-741-Q100. If the boss straight up said to you, you can keep this job or you can have the job, but you have to sleep with me. The fascinating call to me would really be if a dude called up
and said the woman
and
said
the woman
him.
Boss is the one that said, you can have the job, but you got to sleep with me. Or if you're going to keep it, you got to sleep with me.
That's crazy. I can't imagine that how that conversation starts or how it goes down, because it would have to build up over time and it would have to be sort of implied, right? Because
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you go
outside
for
of you guys,
it,
I have no idea.
Like, if, yeah.
But I really wanted this job.
Yeah. Well, you're still here. It's been 9 years.
I knew you must have been doing something over there.
I'm not qualified to do this. Are you kidding?
But it has to start slowly and then be implied, because, I mean, what if you don't? What if you go for it and then he doesn't give you the promotion? You know, and you don't get the job. Like, it has to be, it can't be like some written contract or something, you know?
The sad message to y'all is that there are no shortage of calls here.
I mean,
we're not even close to a shortage of calls.
Wow.
And that one almost, it doesn't make sense to me, but as a 50-year-old talking to a 16-year-old who has no life, it's gross, but who has no life experience, seems like I can see that happening, whereas with an older woman, she's not.
Well,
you got more life experience. I'm not going for that. I'll sue you.
I had the same thought, that somebody that young would feel more pressure to do it, you know?
Angel, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Do you want to be on the voice disguiser?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. When I was 16, I started my first job, and the guy that hired me, he told me that I had to wear tight pants. I had to look nice for the supervisors that come in and for all the, you know, and then when the customers came in, he was like, you like my new hire? And this was just a fast food restaurant that I would be in the drive-thru, like, taking orders, and he would come up behind me and grab my hand and put it on his privates.
Wow.
But he would, you know, make tell me that, you know, if you want a raise, you have to do this or do that. I never done it, but there was one time he did give me a raise, and he went and he told everybody that I did favors for him. But, yeah, it was disgusting, because I was 16, and at now, my age that I am now, if I look back on that, I mean, he could have, I could have probably sued the company.
You could have.
Sure,
yeah.
You could. That's
Absolutely.
Why. Definitely. You almost wonder, I mean, with your story and this one about Roman Polanski, you wonder if, like, older dudes know that
yes,
they prey on a 16-year-old.
Yes, and I mean, I worked there for 7 years. That was my first job. I ended up becoming a manager and everything. But, I mean, at that time, you don't know no different. That's my first job. I thought that was... you know what was supposed to happen,
and the words out of his mouth was, "You do this thing to me, and I will give you a raise."
Oh yeah. He was like, "You do this, I'll give you a raise." I mean, there was times he was in good with my mom and everything. Like, my mom thought he was just like the coolest person, you know, a good person to work for and everything. And he would actually drive me home. My mama, we lived way out in the country, so he would drive me home after work, and I'd be grasping onto the door so he wouldn't touch me, but he'd try to rub my leg and stuff, and it was just,
yuck.
I mean, it was disgusting.
See, as an older woman, I mean, the first time that, well, I think I would, at my age now, I'd laugh out loud. If somebody said to me that you have to sleep with me in order to get a promotion, I'd laugh out loud. And then as soon as my hand was touching his junk, then there would be a slap and I'd walk out in a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
But I think they know
vulnerable.
That. They know to manipulate and play, you know, and prey upon the younger women,
yes,
because they're going to feel helpless. They're not going to feel like they're ever going to have another job ever again.
Mm-hmm.
If they,
I don't want to speak up because, you know, I just
I don't
want to
be rude.
I don't want to be rude. Or,
right. Yeah.
Especially in that industry where you're so desperate to be a celebrity. You know,
mm-hmm.
What do you mean,
Roman Polanski?
The Roman Polanski one. You know, you're so desperate. You want to be a star, and I'll do anything. It's not necessarily like that.
I thought you wanted to go from like the drive-through winner to the prize.
Yeah. Well, when I worked at Taco Bell, I would have done just about anything to be a manager. Hey, Nima. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, my first job, kind of like the last listen. I'm sorry, last person I was just talking. That's kind of what happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first job, and at the time, I was maybe 16 or 17, and I was still technically a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And all my coworkers, because I was cashier, and my manager, they all found out I was. And my general manager, he thought I was like the prettiest little thing because he thought I was pretty. And actually be a virgin, that just really threw him off. So, you know, he kept pushing it and kept telling me I could be the head cashier in charge of all the other cashiers and blah, 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 all this other stuff if I sleep with him.
So he literally said, have sex with me, you get a raise.
Yes. And I just laughed it off because I thought he was joking around. I didn't know he was serious until he kept saying it more and more. And I've worked with him for maybe about a year and a half before I quit because it got to the point to where I couldn't take it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was young, I didn't realize, you know, same thing just like her, I didn't realize I could sue the company.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the reoccurring theme in some of these, is that you're 16 or, you know, 15 years old. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
You too, huh?
Yeah, there's a bunch of retards in this world, and I worked for one. So I was working in New York with a music management company, and they were out kind of going out scoping local clubs looking for bands.
Mm-hmm.
And the man I worked for was, like, okay, so this was, like, almost 20 years ago, but he was like 50 then, trying to be 25, and I was 21, and he told us that there was a couple of girls that we worked together, and he told us that, you know, it was a very, you needed to have a lot of trust in this business. You had to trust in your team because people would stab you in the back and take your bands and take them to another label. And so to trust us, we had to sleep with them.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of the girls did. And she was looking at me. When he said this to me, it was like he said it to me openly. She looked at me and, like, nodded, like, yeah, you really have to. So
wow.
I was like, you're a loser. I'll never sleep with you. And you're a retard because you believe him.
Wow.
And, yeah.
So did she ever get a raise? And did you get fired after that?
I walked out after that.
Yeah.
And I saw her about 3 years later. And she told me that they had found a, like, a significant amount of bands to present, and she never made a dime. Like, he kept every bit of, because it's all commission, and, you know, he kept every cent.
Well, of course.
Sure.
He wasn't going to fulfill that promise. I just think it's funny how she said he was 50 trying to be 20. I mean, in the music industry, that's pretty common.
Right.
Most guys in the music industry try to always be 20.
Right, no one's 50 trying to be 50 unless you're Paul McCartney. Hey, Ann, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, so I wasn't 16 or anything. I was in my 30s. I was married, and I started working for this company, and I could tell in the interview process that he really liked me. He was the CEO, and he was very wealthy, and after only shortest-lived job of my life, after 3 months, he took me down on his plane down to Florida to look at properties, and he basically told me that I needed to leave my husband, and he needed to be with him, and he was going to buy me a big mansion on the side of the, you know, by the beach, and I told him that that was never going to happen, and he said, well, then you can't work here because it's too hard for me to see you.
Oh, wow. That's a lawsuit.
Dude, picked his
up.
Ass off.
Right.
Oh, you did. Good for you.
And you won?
No, I should have. In hindsight, I should have. But I went back to the office, I packed up my stuff, and I walked out.
So he wasn't just demanding you have sex with him. He was demanding you leave your husband.
Yes, that I leave my husband and go be with him.
Wow. Become his little kept woman.
Wow.
Creepy. Wow. Men with money think they can get away with anything, huh?
That wasn't rhetorical, was it?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I mean, would a man without money be able to do that to her? No.
I think what happens, and I forget what celebrities have said this, that money makes you more of what you are.
And then Oprah said that.
If you're
one of them that said that.
You know, it's just going to, if you're creepy, just money's going to make you feel like it's okay to be creepier.
And I do think it's very, I really believe it's difficult for men or women to have a lot of power without abusing it eventually. You know what I mean? I think that because there's very few people who've had an immense amount of power and money that have actually stayed, you know, I don't know, behaved.
Here is one more call here. Here is Mary. Mary, you're on The Voice, Disguiser.
Job right out of college, Fortune 500 company, was there for 90 days, and my boss actually said, I didn't hire you for your potential or your background or your education. I hired you for what your lips or your mouth could do for me.
And you're what, 22 years old at the time? Is that what you said?
At the time I was 23, it was the first job. It was almost six figures in a salary. And I mean, everybody was like, I don't know how you got the job. But yeah, I was so scared. You know, he basically had my whole life in his hands. So I had to, I made the decision to quit the job and kind of, you know, be broke and poor. I'd rather be broke and poor and have some morals than have, you know, be some guy's mistress.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The common theme is it's first job, you know, young and naive. Yes.
The exact line was, I hired you for what your lips could do for me.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is Brandy from a couple weeks ago.
Well, I've never, ever, ever done anything for myself for the entire time I've been married to my husband. I love him, and we have two kids together. I love them so much, but I've always put them first. And I saw an ad for a car that was beautiful. It was a beautiful car. And I decided I want to go buy it for myself this weekend.
Okay, what kind of car is it?
It's a 2008 BMW convertible.
Okay,
all right.
So there you have Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls up to her driveway. It's a $50,000 BMW that she doesn't tell her husband about. And you're expecting he's going to freak out, right?
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
He doesn't do anything. Just kind of cool about it. Okay, baby. Yep. You know what? You do deserve this, darling. You do. But it's said in a way that you're like, the other shoe just hasn't, the other foot just hasn't dropped yet, you know? So we said, let's check back with you in a couple of weeks and see what happens, all right? So Brandy is back here, and she's on The Voice, Disguiser. Hey, Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Just okay.
What happened?
It doesn't sound like super okay.
Well, like you guys said, you know, you're waiting for the calm before the storm. Mm-hmm. And the storm's never actually come, but it's still just kind of strange.
Okay.
One thing in particular is really weird. So my husband at his job, usually like after July 4th, for like 2 weeks, everybody goes on vacation. And that's every year. And so for the past, like, 7 years with my, like, family, we've gone on, like, a nice vacation. And with the kids, we took them to Disney World. We got, like, a whole VIP thing. And we went to, like, some fancy dude ranch before that. Like, we've always done this big thing.
And a couple of days ago, he was like, hey, so this summer, I'm going to borrow a camper from a friend, and we're going to drive from Atlanta to Pennsylvania to see my family for 2 weeks.
With a friend?
And you're borrowing a what from a friend?
A camper.
Oh, it's a
camper. And then we're going to camp, like, the whole way to Pennsylvania.
Your family is?
Yeah, and this is, I mean, I was expecting another great vacation, and then he's like, well, we're going to drive from here to there, and we're going to camp the whole way and see the sights. And I'm thinking, awesome. Like,
that's funny.
What sights are there from Atlanta to Pennsylvania?
Well, you got D.C. in the middle. That's pretty much it.
Well, maybe he's thinking you can't really afford one of those fancy vacations because of your new purchase.
You could follow
what he said, basically. So I don't know if he's playing mind games with me because of the car. But
he's
anything because I bought the car. So I don't know.
He's probably just being fairly practical, I would think.
He's probably a little freaked out. I mean, that's $50,000, and he's freaked out. How do we save? Or he's playing a mind game. You think he's playing a mind game, Melissa?
I don't know, but I don't think you have any room to argue with him.
You can't. No.
Yeah. Guess what? You're going camping this summer.
Well, I haven't said anything because I bought the car, but we do have savings, so we could still go on a vacation. But I mean, I guess we're going camping.
Yeah.
Summer.
Well, you've spent that vacation money on a new car. I mean, there's really no room to argue.
I think that he's trying to push you to see if you'll say anything, because he didn't say anything about your car. And so now he's waiting for you to say something so he has the open door to say something back to you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Like, you're going to go camping, and then, like, for Christmas, he's going to decide, okay, one gift each, $20 limit. Like, by this time next year, you're going to go camping in your backyard.
He wants you to admit probably
yep.
that you spent too much on the car. You should have consulted him. And if that doesn't happen, all these little things right here, these cheap little things, I think this is going to be pretty consistent. You guys think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Here's Renee. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. This woman is pissing me off.
Oh, hey.
My goodness.
So if I'm reading between the lines here, you're a little upset.
Yeah, you're angry.
Oh, my God. She's being a spoiled brat. She's being a spoiled brat. You know, he could have easily said, I'm taking the money and going off with my friends and we're going to have a guy's weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. He wants to be with his family. He wants, you know, she's just,
That's kind of where I thought you were going in the beginning, that he was going to get a camper and he and his buddies were going to go camping.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought I heard. Yeah. And I thought, okay, there's the other shoe.
Yeah.
So she should be happy that he wants to take this family vacation with her.
Yeah, what? I mean, what is she looking for? What is she wants? Like everything, she went out and bought a car and didn't tell him.
I mean, camping doesn't sound bad. Got to be honest with you. I'm with your kids, you got to take your kids camping.
2 weeks.
Well, at least you're not in a tent, though. You're in a camper.
That's no vacation, I got to tell you.
Following the tar balls up the East Coast.
That's gonna be a lot of work. Hey, Sammer. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Great. Can I just tell you guys, I've been listening to Soch since the ninth grade and tried to get on, and I'm in college, and this is a great moment. Love you guys.
Thank you. What an honor.
Thanks.
I'm just really surprised at how she was to first go buy the car, and then just to even go as far as to say you can use your savings vacation. To me, that's just really irrational and irresponsible. I mean, it's both of their money, whether or not she wanted the car. She should have been her husband. It's just really shocking to me how she's just being totally irresponsible, not only with the initial purchase, but then to go as far as to say, hey, let's use savings that can be used for something very important to go on vacation again.
Yeah, and most are calling up pretty much saying the same thing. Hey, Kate, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Morning. How are y'all?
Okay. Good, how are you?
Good. This woman is a spoiled brat. She just spent $50,000 on a car and wants to go on vacation. $50,000 is more than some people make in a year.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, it's kind of like Will Smith was talking about with, like, punishing the kids. He's, like, putting you on restriction. So, like, okay.
Well, I don't know. Is he doing that?
It's not punishment. You're just now on restriction. We're going camping instead of on a lavish vacation. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you should actually be happy about it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a restriction. I think that he's probably looking at it going, okay, she spent all this money in one area. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, this is what we can afford right now.
Right.
Is that possible?
I mean, it's possible, but, I mean, all those people that are calling me spoiled brat, like, I you know, like I said before, I have never, ever done anything for myself, and this was the one thing that I did. So I think over 7 years, like, $50,000 is not a lot. But we still have a bunch of savings, like, and this was always an important thing for our family to do. And not that camping, like, won't be fine, but it took me by surprise because it's like nothing we've ever done.
Yeah, I think
always done something big.
I think that's where the spoiled brat thing is coming from, because you did buy this $50,000 car. Now you want this lavish vacation, but he's looking at it. This is what you can afford right now, and this is where he's got to take you.
Wait until he gets the camper from his friends.
That's where it's being spoiled.
And he wants it to be pulled behind your brand new BMW.
Here's Tanya. Good morning.
Yeah, got a hitch on the thing.
Yeah.
Tanya, you're on the Bert Show. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Good.
I just wanted to say that I think everybody's being a little harsh. I think that the money was a little bit much of what she spent. But, you know, moms sometimes deserve to go do something for themselves sometimes.
Well, we agree with that. Now she can't complain that the husband's coming back and saying, we're going to do a sensible vacation.
Right.
Right. We're not talking about the car anymore.
I agree. At least he's still spending time with his family.
Right. Yeah. I totally thought he was going to spend vacation by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Shay. Good morning, Shay. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Okay.
I just had a comment for the lady. It just seems like she should be more thankful and count her blessings. There's so many families that can't even afford to buy a new car, let alone go on vacation for 2 weeks. And during this time, she should be counting her blessings instead of complaining.
Yeah, we even talked about the fact that he's got a company that takes 2 weeks off after 4th of July. Damn. I've never been on a 2 week vacation.
My dad used to have that. His company, because it was a factory, they would shut down every year for 2 weeks in the summer. And it was one of those things that I just grew up thinking that's the way it was. And I remember, like, friends and, like, my parents had to tell me at some point, stop saying that.
Yeah.
Because they would shut the factory down. And my dad was a designer, so he had no work to do if the factory was closed. So.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Right, I'm all for
summer,
it.
Summer vacation for grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brandy, we're going to run, but most are saying that, look, you spent the cash, and if this is the vacation that your husband thinks that you can afford now, then be done with it and move on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks,
guys. The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Big Mike here. Listen to this and see if you got a message here that we didn't. Because we had Big Mike on yesterday. It was after the show and we're talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy really wants to hang out with Casey James.
Right.
And that might happen next week.
Because next week we're going to be in LA for American Idol. And the way it works is we're kind of part of a press junket. And so a lot of the old American Idolists who did not make it to the finals on this season, plus idolists from past seasons, will be there mingling, and we can sit down with them one-on-one. But if they are part of the finalists, if they're one of the last two, they're still going to be rehearsing, still going to be off limits, so we won't get to see them unless it's a big press conference, kind of scenario the night of the finals. So what we need is for Casey James and Wendy to be one-on-one, face-to-face, because Wendy's got a big old crush on him and want to see if we can make something happen, but he actually needs to be voted off tonight in order for that to happen.
We'll all get up and leave the table. Like, it'll just be Wendy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I told her yesterday, she's solo on this. Well, we may not even be there. Just maybe you and him one-on-one.
Yeah.
We'll light some candles.
Well, I would have liked the wing men and women.
Uh-uh.
No, dude,
this is not a group date. This is one-on-one.
How old is that Casey James guy? Because I know you're kind of pedo when it comes to your boys.
He is 29.
Okay, so that's
older
for you.
Older.
So I think what we do is we have to bring a bottle of wine. Like, keep a bottle of wine in a picnic basket, some cheese and crackers. As soon as he comes over, light two candles, two glasses of wine.
What is wrong? No,
as long as he gets voted out tonight, though.
Toss a condom on the table and off you go.
No, that's creepy.
You're on your own.
No.
So we ask him about it, and he gets a little weird. I don't know if, like, he's starting to, if he wants to give us more information on Casey and he's trying to figure out exactly in his mind what would be cool and what's not, but he's hiding something.
I have a theory on this. We'll talk about it after the interview.
Okay. So this was Big Mike on The Burt Show yesterday, later in the show. Big Mike.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Great. Hey. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent.
You are on in Atlanta.
Oh, beautiful. I love the ATL.
Thank you. And thank you for not saying Hotlanta.
Yeah.
We're trying to shake ourselves from that.
But it is kind of hot down there.
Yeah, but you know what? You already passed the first test, so let's not even go there.
You called it the ATL. We're good. Right. We're good. We're like family now.
Yeah, I like Atlanta.
How you doing, man? How you feeling about this whole thing now?
Good, man. You know, I feel like I've done good work over the last 11 or so weeks or however long competition's been going. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to have a career and get a chance to work as a musician full-time. And, you know, I think I'll get that opportunity. It's just how hard you're going to work to keep it.
You took a tremendous risk there, man. I remember in those first couple of rounds, you know, where there were some of us that are parents that were wondering, okay, did this guy make the right decision here? This is the birth of his first baby. Mm-hmm. He takes off for L.A. He's really, I mean, all chips are in on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what you did, it paid off, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think you can never really – it's never really – worth it to miss, you know, the birth of your child, any child, and, you know, especially your first child, to miss anything with your children. But I wanted to really give my family the chance to be special. And, you know, I think going home and just giving up that opportunity, you know, would have been almost selfish because it's me who's hurt from missing it. And, you know, that hurt, only time will heal that hurt, but I think I've definitely done good by my family this year.
I think you definitely have, and I think you're kind of a father figure, or like probably more like a big brother figure to the rest of the cast.
Yeah,
I see
definitely.
You that way. Is that true? Like, did you feel like kind of the big brother for everybody there?
Yeah, that was like my role in the group. It was interesting. Family is like super, super important to me, and when you're going to be spending any amount of time with anybody, any significant amount of time, I really think you've got to see it as a family and see your roles in the family. And my role in it was like a big brother and, you know, to some almost like a dad slightly, just because I kept us in line and I always wanted to make sure that we took notice of the fact that it could have been anybody there. But, you know, in the stadium, they could have easily look past any of us, and it's us who get to be in this position and get this opportunity right now. We cannot take it for granted and act like divas or whoever, you know. So, you know, it was important to me to, like, take care of those guys, and I feel so much love for all of them. I wish nobody had to leave every week, you know. I love this as a family, and I think it's going to be awesome being on tour this summer with the 10 of us.
How did you feel on being the only one that got saved by the judges?
You know, it was awesome, really, because, you know, I thought going into the season, I liked the idea of Sing for Your Life.
Yeah.
You tell me that I've got to sing right here, right now for my life and the life of my family and the future of my family, and I get to choose my weapon, which is my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could do well in that situation. You know, and it just so happened, like, the way that it stacked up that I got that chance to do that, and you know, I really think it speaks to your professionalism, the fact that your reputation around the crew and whatnot, that the judges would give you that chance, regardless of who's the people voting on the show, that they would see that in you as a professional, from professional to professional, that they want you still around. So it means a lot to me on that side. I always wanted to impress and be a mature adult in the situation who was ready to work and have a career.
Big Mike, we need to get some advice for you, but we need you to keep it on the down low for us.
What you got?
Wendy here. We're going to be out in L.A. for the finale of American Idol, and Wendy is just vibing on Casey bad, mm-hmm. right? And there's going to be a time over the next couple of days where they are one-on-one, probably in a professional setting, but what we're hoping to do is get some inside information from you about him that, like, only someone in his inner circle would know that she could sort of wow him with, like, yeah. a like or a passion that she could just throw out in casual conversation and be able to kind of hook him in.
Casey's an interesting dude. Casey and I were roommates for a bit.
Okay.
Some information on Casey.
Is he a morning person or a night person?
Casey's an interesting dude.
Oh, you're going to have to give us more on interesting.
Does that mean weird?
Is he weird?
Yeah.
Where's that giggle coming right. from?
Well, I'll say this. You want inside information on Casey that will wow him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will wow you about him.
Something that she could say where he would go, like he would think, whoa, I'm into that too. But he wouldn't know that she got the info from you.
I don't really know. I can't really tell you anything on that side. I can tell you that, I don't know if I should.
You should. When in doubt, do it. When in doubt, just go for it.
Oh.
Do it.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do that.
You got to be Wendy's wingman.
Unless he's got a girlfriend.
Casey has multiple girlfriends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And this was his roommate, so he's doing pretty well for himself.
Casey's all right. Casey is very much into his hair.
Okay.
All right, so maybe hit him on the Juvexin level or something.
Bring some light hair product.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, how long does it take him to get ready as far as his hair goes?
Casey takes the longest to get ready of any contestant from the top 24 on.
That's funny.
It's unreal how long it takes him.
Okay, this is good.
Good info.
You need to be like, you know, I and like
Casey,
a man who takes
Casey,
care of
he, now he's my buddy, but always late.
Okay.
It drove me nuts, and I'm not the only one, but it's because he was fixing his hair, though.
Okay. I mean,
All right.
This is good information.
That's good to go with right there. Good to go with. All right, man. Well, we're going to miss you on the show. I'm sure we're going to see you on finale night.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
We're all sort of bummed that you're not going to be in it, but we know you're going to kick butt, man.
Yeah, you know, life's going to be good, and, you know, my family is... It's amazing to have him with me throughout all this, and we're just going to keep moving forward, and the summer's going to be awesome, and, you know, it's great.
Cool, Big Mike. Thanks for the time, man.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'll see you next time.
See you in L.A. Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
You know, we were talking about Stacey's party over the weekend, and she had a party that was an all-white party, you know, all-white outfits. And so I had not had, I don't have white pants in my closet. So I had to go clothes shopping last week for the party. And one of the things I realized, and Bert and I talked about this off air, is I was telling him about that. Like, we were walking out after the show one day, and I was on my way to go clothes shopping, and I was talking about how much I dread it because I'm the woman that cannot stand to clothes shop. I don't mind shopping for anything else, if it's electronics, if it's jewelry, if it's shoes, I don't care. But when it comes to clothes shopping, I cannot stand it. And it's because it's an insecure feeling in the dressing room, because I think... at least for me, and I've had a listener say this to me before, it's not the body, it's the clothes, if to make you feel uncomfortable. Because it's not a weight issue for me, it's the way my body is designed. Because I am not a woman that has curves, I'm not a woman that has a butt, I'm not a woman that has boobs, and so most everything does not fit me. So I have to kind of alter my, you know, like I have to get, let's say, pant size that are a little smaller to not look like it's like, it, you know, there's... 5 pounds of material in my butt mm-hmm. because I don't have a butt to fill it up. And the same with my shirts. It's hard for me to... It's just frustrating for me to go clothes shopping every time because I'm the perfect candidate for a tailor because I don't have the body type for the clothes that are in most department stores.
Huh.
It's frustrating.
And it just makes me feel, and it's always
like
insecure.
You expect it to be frustrating when you go.
And I dread it. And every time it is that way. So, yeah, I'm going to have to save up some money to get a tailor.
You need to be like Judy Jetson.
I know.
You and Jeff are the only two people that I know that will go in, buy your clothes, take them home, mm-hmm. try them on, and then return them.
For some reason, if I take it home and try them on, I don't get as frustrated as when I'm in the department store for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah, Katie and I, when we go clothes shopping together, it is a very stunted trip because Katie, my girlfriend Katie, loves to go clothes shopping. Her and her mother are big fashion people, and they love to go clothes shopping, and that's like an afternoon of fun for them. For me, we have a 2-store minimum. So Katie and I, by the time I get past the second store, I'm going to get really, really frustrated and not have fun anymore because I won't have found anything I wanted. Because it ends up that when I wear something, it's either a little big for it, what just it doesn't fit right, and it always looks dumpy because I'm... If I get it too small, it's going to look odd. And if I get it a little bigger, then it I don't know. It's hard to explain. But
You should try, even though it sounds extravagant, but because it's a consistent problem for you, like you should try a personal shopper, somebody that would come to your house, take all your measurements, and go get things for you because they're so well-versed in like brands and labels and what labels work for this and that and the other thing. It sounds pretentious, but
how much is that going to cost? I don't know.
Katie's mom tried that one time. Like Katie's mom was so sweet to me and said, look, I'll do this for you, and did take my measurements, went out, and couldn't find anything that fit. I mean, really, without having to be altered.
That's more depressing, right? Because there, when they come home and say, "No, there's not one piece of clothing in this city that fits your body."
She brought home a bunch of clothes, and not one of them. She had to take them all back because one portion of my body, you know. And it like I said, it doesn't matter as a woman. It doesn't matter. It's not a weight thing. There's always something that makes you feel self-conscious. And for me, I'm built more like a boy, and so girls' clothes do not fit women who don't have hips, and so. Yeah, and it's just I need a tailor more so. It's somebody to actually custom make my clothes for them to fit. And I've never saved up the money to do that.
You know.
So yeah, so that's the reason I feel more comfortable at home trying on clothes than, you know.
Cuz that to me is a big old hassle having to go back time and time again.
Right.
What a pain in the butt.
Yeah. And the thing is, so, and everybody makes fun of me cuz I'm the least fashionista on the show cuz I'm and that's the reason why is because
I just painful to go and get clothes.
It's just not a fun process where I know that they make rings my ring size. They make shoes my foot size, so I know I can go out and go and have plenty of shopping to do on those things. And electronics, that's not a certain size, but when it comes to clothes, it just can't
stay away from it.
Can't do it.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.